from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jonesy, what's up, dude? How are you?
How you guys doing today?
You fired up to drive to Northwest Federal Credit Union Stadium?
Northwest Stadium. JP, like, that'd be funny.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems weird, right? I mean, it's Northwest Stadium, but it's not in Northwest. It's in Maryland. I mean, I don't know.
I hear you, but Heinz Field is now called Acrisure. Arrowhead Stadium's technically Geehaw.
It's about whoever has the funds, Mike. Whoever has the funds.
Comes up with the money, man. Couldn't get a B-Mitch Stadium, man. Come on, B-Mitch.
Hey, no. Mm-mm.
Well, and Jonesy, I wonder
B-Mitch if B-Mitch just won an island.
You might agree with this. After being out there for so long, you covered this team through so much. I just like that they're just normal people making normal business deals at this point. Like, this is just business as usual for a professional sports production.
Right. No, and that's the thing. I mean, for so long, we've had, you know, to watch, and fans have had to endure somebody who didn't really care about running this like a business. They knew that people were going to buy tickets, and it was basically like they were just like, well, we can be lazy with this, we can be cheap. But you can tell that the new ownership is really invested in making this a desirable location. They're hoping to make it a venue that is featuring successful and entertaining football. And, you know, yes, Josh Harris grew up rooting for this team, but he's also a businessman, and he likes to make money. And so he's doing all the things that you have to do if you want to be a successful franchise owner.
They bought this team at $6.05 billion. It appraised at $6.3 billion. A few months later, and I think they understand if you want to get out of it what you expect, you got to put something into it.
Yep, exactly right. Yeah. And that's what we're seeing, you know, with the upgrades to the stadium. And, you know, it was almost, you would have thought, the way that Snyder let that stadium be, you would have thought that they were, you know, getting ready to roll into a new stadium next year or the year after. But they're going to be stuck in the stadium for a little while now. And so Josh Harris is like, all right, let's fix stuff up. Let's make it nice. Mm-hmm. Take care of our house, our home, while it's still our home, rather than just letting it continue to fall apart.
You can cue Luther Vandross right now. A house is not a home. I put some love into that thing, man. That's what they're doing.
All right, Mike, I wanted to talk to you. So obviously we're going to have cut day today, and it's across the NFL. Everybody's got to get from 90 all the way down to 53. You had an interesting article, though, about kind of some of the changes that I believe it was the union pushed back on.
The practice squad stuff.
Specific to quarterbacks, right? Can you get us up to speed on a fairly important change that might not be top of mind for folks?
Yeah, and this was something that was they discussed back in the spring between the owners and the players union, and then the NFL sent out a memo like just before the start of training camp to remind teams. But there was a proposal to have the third quarterback, the emergency quarterback, basically a 54th player, have them on your practice squad or whatever, rather than a part of your roster spot. So you could use a roster spot for somebody else rather than a third string guy that most likely was not going to play or dress. But the players union pushed back on that, saying no, because, you know, what's to keep you from taking and stashing a guy there and basically keeping him there all year long without the potential to move up? Basically also just to, you know, save some money and also keep him from other teams. They didn't like that. So they pushed back on that. That was not something they agreed to. And so now your third quarterback has to be, you know, on your roster, or you have to just decide to carry two quarterbacks and then hope that somebody doesn't pluck whatever quarterback you have on your practice squad away from you.
Well, you look at the difference. If they're on practice squad, they make $212,000. If they're on the roster, they make $700,000+. And
right.
you can't tell me that these owners and the NFL wasn't thinking about trying to keep that down around the league.
Yep, exactly. And players know that. And the players.
And I think that the league is there to protect the players. And this is what they're doing. I mean, the union is there to protect the players, and that's what they're doing.
Yep, exactly. And that's what, you know, because I sent texts and checked in with a number of guys who are in leadership with the union, and they felt like this was something that was basically keeping a ceiling on some players, and their earning opportunities, and that is not at all what they want. And so good for them for standing up for their players. Look, if you want to have three quarterbacks on your team, pay the man like he's a quarterback and on your roster and stop trying to be cheap and skate by.
But, you know, I look at this thing, okay, so 1990, they had a game plan. If we ever have to go down to the third quarterback, B. Mitch, you're going to be our quarterback. We practiced and did everything. Here it is now, 30-plus years later, and you still can't have – look, it's a lot of former quarterbacks on football teams. And they say, well, the product go way down. Well, hell, if you lose both of your quarterbacks in the game, the product going to be down if you got your third quarterback in there.
So you
got people 30-something years later that still don't have somebody on their roster that could go out there and run an offense.
And you can call somebody up Saturday night now. Like, that rule change has made it – that rule change to me makes this request particularly egregious.
Well, I think – and that's what the players' union was like, look, dude, you already have him on your practice squad, you know, and all week long he's a practice squad guy, then you bring him up, and then he does have to get a game check. But they're like, you already have a way to work around this. Why do you have to have another exception to suit your purposes there? And again, they felt like it was a way to just keep somebody or stash somebody rather than give somebody an opportunity to actually be a part of the 53-man roster and be compensated like he deserved. So there really was no reason for this.
The rule today, they can be called up three times, then you have to sign them to an actual roster spot. The rule that they wanted, you could call them up as often as you wanted, which means that they were screwing them, basically.
Right. Yep.
Talking with our friend Mike Jones from The Athletic, national NFL writer for The Athletic. You can follow him on X and Instagram, @ByMikeJones. Cut day today, Jonesy. Any real, like, surprises you're expecting? Not necessarily in Washington, but even league-wide. We're already starting to see Allen Robinson getting released by the Giants. That's a guy that had a lot of success. Now, it's been a few years, but it's going to continue rolling all day.
Yeah, there's going to be that. One I'm really curious is, like, down in Houston, where they've got a lot of wide receivers, and Robert Woods is a guy that's been on their team, who was on the team last year. He's a veteran, and he's still got something left in the tank. I was told by a couple different talent evaluators on other teams that they would be kind of keeping an eye to see what happens there, whether it be the Texans calling around saying, hey, will you give us, like, you know, a really late round pick for him? Or if he gets cut, there will be teams that would pick him up, you know. So there's going to be veterans that were at a position where they're maybe have, you know, a number of young guys or some cheaper guys or some draft picks that they like that really it was just going to be hard for them to get onto the field. And so those are the guys that, you know, some of these guys will be on the street by the end of the day and can catch on with a team and have an opportunity to help them.
Well, for selfish reasons, are any left tackles you think are worthwhile playing that we can, it's going to be released?
Sadly, people don't part with good left tackles. And so I don't think you're going to find one of those guys on the street.
I think that's correct. The good left tackles, the only team that has parted with a really good left tackle in the last, I don't know, 5-6 years is Burgundy of Gold. And that was
a complicated team.
That was a complicated scenario, but yeah. Jonesy, before we let you go, dude, this is league wide, but it also happens to be here. What'd you think of that Jahan Dotson trade?
You know, I was a little surprised by it because I thought that he had some talent. And when I asked around, you know, people felt like, look, yes, a good player. They just didn't like his – they said there was no juice there. They didn't like his energy, the way that he approached the game. And so they were willing to trade him to a divisional rival. We'll see how he does catching on there in Philly. I think it's a good situation for him because, look, if you have two monsters, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on the outsides, and you can operate in the slot there and have Dallas Goedert as a really good tight end, there's going to be opportunities for you there. But maybe this is a wake-up call for him and an opportunity for him to learn, okay, look, I need to approach this more as a professional, bring more of a sense of urgency. And that is something that, you know, is definitely the people, the decision makers in Washington were looking for, and they weren't seeing it with him.
Well, I talked to about 5 different Eagle fans yesterday. And like they said, come here and play. You're okay. If you don't, we'll let you know. So
exactly.
The approach better change. I can tell you that.
Yep, for sure. And look, maybe it's good for him. He played, you know, college ball in Pennsylvania. He'll be back, you know, kind of similar stomping grounds. Look, if you don't capitalize on this right here, again, because those guys outside of him are going to command so much attention. He has Saquon Barkley coming out of the backfield, Jalen Hurts, who's a dual threat, the opportunity is there. You got to make good on this opportunity, and you can be a really, you know, successful player in this league if you do.
Mike Jones from The Athletic. Check him out at By Mike Jones. Jones, you think Jaden Daniels could deliver?
I think so. You know, we'll see how they do protecting him, but he does have the skill set. I think he's got the accuracy, the mindset, and the right approach. It's just all about how they support him.
I cannot wait to find out, man. Yeah. Real football is coming. Mike, thank you for the time, brother.
Thanks. I'll see you guys.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Mike Jones.
2 week build up, baby.
Mike Jones does a hell of a job for The Athletic. Covered the Washington for years. Washington Post. Give a follow at By Mike Jones. All-time good guy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.